Iran an imminent nuclear threat? The recent summary of the U.S. National Intelligence Estimate has made it clear that Iran ceased attempts to secure nuclear bombs in 2003. The news cut hard against the grain of the doomsday talk emanating from the White House since October 2007. Indeed, over 8 months ago, there were rumblings of rumors of war radiating from the neocon nest in the White House and at the highest levels of the American Enterprise Institute. It was the AEI which scripted the words Axis of Evil, which was an early hallmark of the Bush regime. The right-wing think tank has been like a caterer for many of the plots and plans cooked up by the neocon movement. In recent months, we've heard rumblings that sound awfully similar to the run-up to the Iraq War, with Bush even saying in October that Iran would spark World War III. Why, as the administration was heating up its demonization of Iran, would the NEI come out with this new report? It appears the NEI, a conglomeration of the considered opinions and researches of over a dozen U.S. intelligence agencies, sought to get its words out before the bombs began falling. No doubt these agencies saw the preparations being made to ramp up the next war, as they essentially took the brunt of the heat for the failures in Iraq. Remember weapons of mass destruction? And they didn't want to fall into that position again. Also, in this new cyber world, it is virtually impossible to keep a secret from the media. A memo, a tape, a mere quote can fly through cyberspace at warp speed, and this administration could find itself in even worse trouble. In February 2007, former CIA and National Security Council analyst Vincent Canestraro reported that Washington was engaged in quite advanced planning for a bombing campaign. Canestraro said, "Planning is going on. Targets have been selected. The military assets to carry this out are being put in place." He further cited the arrival of the USS Stennis to support the USS Eisenhower, two aircraft carriers in the Persian Gulf, right along Iran's west coast. This, coupled with the most recent crushing at the polls for pro-U.S. ally in Australian Prime Minister John Howard, spells the fading of the so-called Bush Doctrine. So bellicose is the administration, so bent on war for war's sake, that it has succeeded in weakening the U.S. as an international player in the great game. They have left Iran stronger, Iraq in a shambles, Israel traumatized, Lebanon in ruins, and Egypt openly seeking the nuclear option. We need not address Pakistan. The Bush Doctrine was hyper-nationalism on steroids in the employ of multinational, especially oil businesses. Like the ancient Roman legions marauding around the world to make their senators and emperors richer, the U.S. Imperium marches onwards for the glory of profit. But as the Bush regime wanes, others are waiting with bated breath to take their place for their corporate donors. If you don't oppose them, we'll be looking back at this sad passing hour as the good old days. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.